This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Ooh, that smell. Man, I can't you smell that smell? I can smell some balsamic, some Old World Olive Press olive oil, some EVOO. Oh, some lamb. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I got to get that grill fired up when I get home.
Our friend Shasta was in from the Old World Olive Press, brought us a nice little Christmas gift, brought Bob and I each a little sampler that they have for $34.99 at their store. It's three different flavors of balsamic and three different flavors of that infused extra virgin olive oil. Guys, this is a fantastic Christmas gift for your wives or wives. This is a great gift for the griller because I tell you what, you've got to try these flavor profiles that these oils and these vinegars impart on your food. It's one of the best-kept grilling secrets the Grilling Guys could ever give you because I just started cooking with this stuff in the last year, and I'm amazed at the flavor profiles I'm getting on my grill.
You know, and I've got a little pointer for you, Jop. Here's something I found. Never use that garlic-infused olive oil for a massage.
Right.
It's just...
I know, does it burn
strong.
A little
bit? Yeah, it's strong. It, you know, people want to hang out with you.
Okay.
The dog likes you.
But it gives him bad breath. So,
he was
but I digress. Anyway, let's talk a little smoked turkey breast, Bob.
Okay.
I know you did one of these recently at
yep.
one of your presentations, so let's break that down a little bit.
We did. Rob and I were in Chicago again this last week, and we were cooking for a bunch of guys who are getting into the grill business in a big way. And we got chickens, chicken breasts, turkey breasts, all kinds of stuff. I threw it on the good one. The best surprise of the whole deal was the turkey breast. I had, again, my iGrill plugged into that, the other one plugged into the chicken. The turkey breast was done quicker, so it's a quicker cook. But, I mean, that thing, we left the skin on it and really just put some olive oil and a little Three Little Pigs Memphis rub on it, which
okay.
is a phenomenal rub. You can get it at Zager's or you can get it at... oh, gosh, all over the place. Hanson Feed and Cedar, if you're in the Greenville area, they've got it. Memphis, that's the one you want for that turkey breast. Put it in the smoker for, I think I was running that thing at about 300 degrees, medium smoke. It was probably in there for 2 hours that thing was done. It was perfect at 157 when I pulled it. And I parked it for a little while. It raised up to a little over 160. Sliced into it, and that was the first piece we pulled off, and I've got like 10 hungry salesmen standing around smelling it. It was driving them crazy. Cut into it, the juice exploded out of that breast. I mean, what a great thing to make for somebody. You don't have to do the whole turkey. You don't end up with a ton of turkey, which you get really sick of if you do a whole turkey. You can get turkeyed out.
Was it a boneless breast or
no,
did it have the bone in?
Had the bone in.
Okay.
The beautiful thing was, I mean, the smoke ring went into that thing almost an inch.
Really?
It received, with the skin on it, it received the smoke so nice. Just this beautiful pink, thick smoke ring. And I think out of all the things we made some phenomenal ribs. The ribs were spot on. The turkey is what they like.
Well, let's talk a little bit about something you just said, because the first time I pull smoked poultry off the smoker with new guests that haven't eaten our food before, they're always afraid of that pink ring
mm-hmm.
because usually pink in poultry is a sign of don't eat it.
Yeah.
Right? We were at lunch the other day, and you got a chicken breast that
yeah.
the restaurant will remain nameless. But
that
was no smoke ring. That was underdone, and you can get really sick. But the difference is the smoke ring it penetrates the meat. And usually when you eat raw, if you are served raw poultry, it's near the bone. And it's not going to be on the top of the surface. And a smoke ring starts at the top and works its way to the center. So if you're pulling smoked poultry off your smoker and it's pink on the outside, ding, ding, that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
You've done it right.
And if you're using a Tech grill, for example, that 100% infrared, and if you've never eaten off one of these things, I'm preaching, I know, but seriously, you've already experienced it, Jop. It leaves your meat so juicy. When you're doing chicken breasts and you cut into them, it's so juicy. A lot of people look at it and go, well, that's not done. Hey, if you're using 100% infrared, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, let's talk a little bit about this Big Ten championship thing that's coming up here this weekend. Actually, it's later this evening down in Indianapolis. Break that down for us a little bit.
Well, it's a big one for all the Spartan fans, obviously. Obviously, the winner goes on and plays Oregon, who won last night in a, let's call it a default Pac-12 championship game since USC got suspended. They won their division but couldn't participate in the Pac-12 championship game last night, so they had 6-6 UCLA play them at Oregon. That wasn't much of a game. But anyways, the winner of tonight's game, Wisconsin-Michigan State, goes on to the Rose Bowl and plays Oregon. And the funny thing is, the loser of this game tonight might not make a BCS bowl game, which means, because you've got teams like a Michigan team who Michigan State beat, and Michigan might sneak into a BCS bowl game because the top 14 teams in the country in the BCS polls are considered for a BCS bowl bid. And with a name like Michigan, the BCS committee for any bowl is not going to pass up the name.
Right.
And plus they travel well.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a big game for all the Spartan fans out there, because you win, you're into the Rose Bowl January 2nd. You lose, you might not be in a BCS bowl game, even though you beat Michigan, but Michigan might leapfrog you. So it's a big game. You know, Wisconsin's favored by 9.5 points. Can you believe that?
Wow.
9.5 points. And
I hope we just spank the...
Apparently, you know, the Vegas people don't like, you know, Michigan State for some reason, even though Wisconsin, yes, has kind of been the hotter team, but Michigan State, you know, I think has the defense to compete with them.
That'll be what it is. And Kirk Cousins, in his leadership, you know,
actually, Keith Nichols saved that game the last
game. Well, yeah, but you aren't going to win on another Hail Mary jump ball. You got to have the leader out there running the team. And Cousins, is his character is equally as good as his football talent. And I like that about the guy. And he's a great leader. He's going to go on and do great things, whether it's in football or otherwise.
And they have said, Wisconsin, they didn't sell out their tickets for the Big Ten championship game. They had to return them. So that's a plus for Spartan fans. So you might see this game 80% full of Spartan fans. And that's a surprise, because I thought Wisconsin traveled well, but I guess not. They had to return some tickets. Michigan State sold their capacity, I heard, in about an hour at most.
Yeah, I did too.
An hour at most. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So a little note to Cousins, throw the ball to Nickel.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's great. Hey, if you're headed down that way, drive safe. Indy's about a 5-6 hour drive from West Michigan, depending on where you're coming from. If you get down there early, I understand it's supposed to be reasonably good weather on the way down. It might be raining when you come home, but fire up that tailgate, get your grill on, and support our Spartans as they go down and win a Big Ten championship, and then head out to the Rose Bowl. So. Coming up next, we've got a little bit of the Christmas Grillin' Guy gift list. We're going to go over some more of these great items that I think that every griller would want. So we're the Grillin' Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.